1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Anger still smoking at the White House after an unprecedented blowout between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky in the Oval Office. A furious National Security Advisor Michael Waltz told Fox,
I know he is used to hearing that as long as it takes, as much as it takes, blank check, and the United States really doesn't have much of a say, you can determine the outcome of all of this. That's what he heard for years from Biden.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn with more reaction both in the U.S. and abroad.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said damage to the relationship may be permanent.
What I saw in the Oval Office was disrespectful, and I don't know if we can ever do business with Zelensky again.
But across Europe, leaders posted messages of support for Ukraine and Zelensky.
Former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta served under several Democratic administrations and says,
I think it was a terrible and disturbing moment to have the president and the vice president having a shouting match with an ally who's fighting to save democracy in Ukraine.
There's more help being offered to federal workers fired amid President Trump's purge of the federal government. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says there's a website now directing them to resources.
This approach will both support laid off employees and close the educator shortage that we're having in the state of Maryland at the same time.
There are three lunar landers in the air right now, an unprecedented space traffic jam. One, the Athena spacecraft, just launched yesterday aboard a SpaceX rocket. CBS's Bill Harwood.
The Blue Ghost lander, built by Firefly Aerospace in Texas, is carrying 10 NASA instruments. They're designed to collect science and engineering data about the lunar surface to help pave the way for astronauts to return to the moon in NASA's Artemis program.
Pope Francis is improving after a coughing scare. CBS's Seth Stone.
An episode like this, doctors tell us, further complicates the lungs' ability to process oxygen. Vatican sources say up to 48 hours are needed to understand how this episode may impact the Pope's medical picture.
The civil rights community is mourning the passing of Dr. Hazel Dukes, who has died at the age of 92. She is a former president of the NAACP's New York State Conference and a fierce fighter against human injustice and intimidation.
African Americans played a great role in making America what she is today, and we must continue that.
Duke's son says she worked tirelessly on the front lines almost to the end. Dukes was a Harlem legend and a leader who worked behind the scenes for decades. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People who voted for Donald Trump want change in the federal government, but new data shows a vast majority of Americans agree they do not want cuts to agencies that protect our public lands, like national parks. Erica Lattice reports.
Dave Metz with FM3 Research says vast majority support agencies, including the National Park, Forest, and Fish and Wildlife Services.
And when we ask people whether they would support or oppose reducing funding to these agencies, the answers are overwhelming. They would oppose such cuts. Three quarters of Western voters overall express opposition, and that sentiment is thoroughly bipartisan.
The survey was conducted before the Trump administration fired thousands of federal, national parks, and Forest Service workers. The Department of Government efficiency led by Elon Musk has defended its efforts as necessary to eliminate waste and fraud. Catherine Hahn with New Bridge Strategies says support for federal agencies is also strong among MAGA supporters. 8 in 10 say they approve of the National Park Service.
74% approve of the U.S. Forest Service, 71% approve of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 69% of MAGA supporters oppose reducing funding to those agencies.
More than 7 in 10 people serve they don't want additional public lands opened up for drilling and mining, and 63% oppose reducing Endangered Species Act protections. Metz adds awareness on the threats posed by climate change has increased by 22 points since the first poll 15 years ago.
We now have more than three quarters of Western voters who are telling us they view climate change as a serious problem. When you look at Gen Z voters, 90% of them tell us they view it as a serious problem.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Right now, it's 15.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin. Man, what an exciting show we have today. I'm so excited to have you with us throughout the state. My name's Joel Clayfish. Alongside me is the great, the wonderful, the ambitious, the will stick my hand under a rock hoping to catch a catfish.
Absolutely.
With my hand, Danielle.
Hello.
Mistress of the Woods, Fairman.
Does I like that, work? That was your best one so far.
It was.
I don't mind. Very proud of you.
I appreciate that. We've got the, I like to call it kind of the old crew. The old crew of Raised in Wisco with us tonight. Mike Kretschmer and I have known each other for decades. We've hunted, we've fished together. He's the meat man over at Nye's Meats, and he knows a little bit about cooking and a lot on the outdoors, and he fills in for me when I'm out of town on an adventure. Mike Kretschmer is here, and Ellie May Lawton, our chefery. Yay. Our
chefery.
Our, I like how you say our.
Certified French culinarian. Ooh. Did you know that's the official title?
Culinarian.
She's
When you guys say our, does that mean that you guys kind of own me now?
Yes. Did you not know this
about
you?
Wow. You mean you don't consider that something nice, like our group, our little Raised in Wisco family?
I'm just trying to figure things out here.
How do you feel about this?
I don't believe that. Yeah. I do not believe that for a minute. I don't believe it for a minute. Ellie May Lawton charts the course of her own destiny.
That's very true.
That little naivety act, I'm not buying for even a second. Kretschmer, how are you doing?
Good. Just actually got here right off the ice.
I have to tell you, I know what your weekly Wisco is going to be because I saw it, and holy crud, you have a bucket full of giant slabs in the back of your truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I counted. You're right at 25. So I got to make sure you don't have one slink, an extra one slink around your car. What were you doing? Let's go right into our weekly Wiscos. Kretschmer, I want you to go first because that's amazing. You had a heck of a day on the ice.
Yeah, I would say my weekly Wisco is don't be afraid to adventure and go off on your own. Mm. Go away from the groups.
Was that something you did today?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Where everybody normally fishes on this body of water I was on, I just totally averted that area because with the use of electronics and in the area of being overfished, I thought the fish moved off of that spot, and they actually did. So where I moved to, I started marking fish right away, and as the sun went down, caught some fish.
Nice.
Yeah, were you catching them right on the precipice of the sunset?
Yeah.
Or because those gills, they shut off right about when it gets dark.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the last couple of days has been a great actually afternoon into the evening bite. Some days it's the morning, but the last, with the time of the year it is and getting to be late ice and fishing the main body of the water of the lake, and they're just over the open water just right off the bottom, and caught a mess of nice gills up to maybe 10 inches or so in a couple.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great fish and a couple of crappies. So we had fun, and I brought Danielle some fish.
And I'm very excited.
I can't wait
that.
For you to make us fish.
Yeah, some fish tacos. Yeah, I love fish tacos.
Leave it to the chefery of the show to just jump right in there and assume someone else is going to be making the food. Yeah. Why not?
Well, she needs that to be spoiled hurt. Too.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
Once in a while, I get a day off.
I actually, that's a question I have. When somebody's a chef, when they're classically trained, and they go every party they go to, every tailgate, every outdoor activity, it's kind of always assumed they're going to be the one who is bringing the food or doing the food or having the food. Yes. Is it nice once in a while? Yes, just to come so and have every nice. Someone else cook?
You know, I miss the cooking portion of it, but I'm okay not making the plans sometimes.
I would be too.
I think it's a funny thing. I mean, chefs are a very unique, you know, we work with on the Provider Eat Wild stuff. We work with Master Chef Jan Sather. We work with Chef Ellie Lawton. I think chefs, and I don't want to totally stereotype, but I think they're a certain type of person. They're kind of very take charge people. And mm-hmm. I think they actually kind of like the planning. I think that that's part of, I think presentation to most chefs is as important as the food. Would you say that's true?
That's a really nice way of saying we're control freaks. Yes.
Are you a control freak?
Why don't you guys answer that?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
That's funny because somebody just sent me a meme, mime, whatever you want to call those
a
things.
They're called memes.
They're called memes.
A mime?
A
mime is like a pantomime. Yeah.
You cook for your friends once.
Proper English, this one.
You're the mime now.
Yeah. From now on, you mime for us once, and you're the mime. Yeah. Mike, just everybody, if you're checking us out on Facebook, Mike is in a box.
Yeah.
Is it stressful being in a box all the time?
I mean, no.
You live outside the box. Yeah,
if you stay inside the box, you can never know. Like today, I went outside the box and I caught fish. Yeah.
You do look French.
Were they real fish or fake fish?
No, they were real fish. France.
How does a mime ice fish?
Just like that.
Oh. They don't talk.
We're on a tear already here on the show.
What's new?
I love right? this. Oh my
oh,
goodness.
Oh my gosh. So chefs are control freaks. Ellie, are you a control freak?
Yes.
With a huge
are you a backseat driver? Are you able to be a passenger?
You do not know this, Joel. Of course you know this answer. It's rhetorical.
I'll be honest.
No, what are you saying?
We all went to Florida gator hunting together. Did. I didn't notice anybody being a control freak.
We were all absolutely amazing that whole entire trip.
I got along so great with everybody.
All of us were the same. Like everything, like the same vibe, same feeling, same
it was,
everything.
We just talked about before the show started, what a fantastic trip that mm-hmm. was and how perfect it was and how everybody got along and there was no animosity. It was just great.
So yeah, I'm a unique great. Control freak. I can pick it up and put it down when I need to.
I like that.
Oh.
I can do that with my attitude.
Can you?
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I've never been on the other end of you with an actual bad attitude, and nor do I ever want to be. No, that much is clear. I definitely don't.
Yeah, no, I have had so I work construction, and we've had dump trucks come on there, and there's a certain company that said if Danielle's on the job site, we're not coming on.
Oh dear. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Well, it's construction, grow up hair.
Do you think maybe it's because they're just intimidated by your intellect and understanding of the situation?
It's not my problem.
That's a fact.
And my control freak side is not my problem.
I'm going to go ahead and take a leap and say your control freak sides for both of you are not your problems ever.
They're mainly your problems.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for stating the obvious. Oh, Danielle, what's your weekly Wisco?
My weekly Wisco actually has nothing to do with the outdoors,
ooh,
which is unfortunate. I had a very busy friend family weekend.
Okay.
A surprise birthday party, my sister's wedding, and then another party to go to on Sunday. So it was just nonstop go, go,
just
go,
enjoying
go.
Wisconsin winter, yep, just essentially.
Enjoying people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that one. My weekly Wisco, I actually drove around and kind of scouted, pre-scouted for turkey season.
That's
and
exciting.
It was awesome. I saw turkeys everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as that temp changes, as soon as you get that click from like really cold and then you can smell that spring air coming,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. The deer are out. Yeah. Geese raccoons, are flying overhead. Raccoons are out. Yeah. And I saw turkeys in a lot of places, and mm-hmm. that really got my juices flowing. I don't have till the third week of the turkey season, but I'm really excited about it. Ellie, what's your weekly Wisco? Do you have one?
Sure do.
What is that?
I threw a saddle on one of my horses, bundled up, and went for a ride in the beautiful, beautiful snow.
Oh, that's awesome. It was gorgeous.
Perfect. Perfect day, perfect ride.
You must have caught it perfectly because most of the snow is already melting. Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. We get 2 days
in winter.
The 40s.
Yeah.
And the snow is melting, which means, you know, start to be careful out on the ice. I want to talk to you folks. You, if you're checking us out on Facebook, you're going, what the heck's going on? Where are they? We now have a Civic Media studio officially in Concord, Wisconsin. Yes. And it is the Concord, Wisconsin, the unofficial WFSH, WFish. And it is the new fishbowl. I don't know if you're joining us today and you're checking us out on Facebook. We have a new studio in Concord, and then we are going to be broadcasting to you across the state of Wisconsin Saturdays at 11 o'clock a.m. Please check us out. The good news for us is that producer Jess is still running the show.
Hey,
producer Jess, how are you? And do you have a weekly Wisco for us this week?
You know, I'm doing really well. My weekly Wisco is that as it has warmed up, I was able to take a couple walks without needing to bundle up quite so much. And for the first time, I didn't wear gloves outside. And that might seem like a really small thing,
nice.
But I really love the feeling of cool air on my hands as I walk. It's a small thing, but it was just something so lovely to not have my hands be frozen solid and just be able to actually enjoy that Wisconsin air.
Oh, man, that is an awesome one. And I want to tell you that the sad thing about being in a remote location from producer Jess is that we're not in the same room with her. We share food and stories and hugs, and it's just absolutely awesome. But producer Jess, you're still going to hear her on the show. She is still I consider her a co-host of the show.
And absolutely. She's the boss of the show.
She's definitely the boss of the show. But yes, and it's great to have you along, and great to have you, the listeners, along as we start this new chapter of Raised in Wisco. And what this says is that not only is Civic Media making a real commitment to Raised in Wisco, which makes us very excited, but it means you as listeners are growing. The amount of stations we're on is growing throughout the state, which is exciting to us. People are approaching us talking about what we talk about on Raised in Wisco, and it's so exciting. And we've got so much more to talk about, including our recipes of the week with Chefery, Ellie Mae Lawton. We love having you along on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, your hand, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Hey, Raised and Wisco fans across the state of Wisconsin, I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Danielle Fairman's here. Ellie Mae Lawton, the chefferie of the show, the classically trained French culinarian. I'm going to use that a lot. I just think that sounds cool.
It's a culinarian. Mouthful.
I want to be a culinarian.
You should be. Nice.
Isn't a mouthful kind of the goal though, of a culinarian?
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Aww, you're smart. You go.
Okay. All right.
Love that.
Mike Kretschmer is here. Mike Kretschmer, Real Deal Guide Service. You've been into the outdoors for a very long time. You had an incredibly successful ice fishing day today,
yeah,
I would say.
It was a lot of fun, actually. It's good to
fish at home. I want to talk about what you were using for electronics today. And explain it in layman's terms, because I don't know a lot. I have a Vexilar.
Yep.
What a Vexilar is, a sonar you shoot down the hole when you're fishing. And it essentially tells you if there are other things suspended in the water. And you put your bait by those other things, hoping they're fish and that they'll bite it, correct?
100% correct.
All right.
But today's technology has come so much farther than that.
You probably had the first generation Vexilar, don't you?
Funny, Danielle.
What year was it purchased in? Well,
mine, it shows it on a little stone tablet with a carved fish on
it. The first generation of those fish finders were on scroll paper with a needle, for real.
Flintstone.
Actually, the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward. They have all that stuff on display. So if you're ever up in the Hayward area, you should go in the
Big
Muskie,
really cool.
Check it out. And they have all the original outboard motors, fishing rods. It's a really cool place. I mean, it's old school when you go in there, but climbing
isn't
the Muskie.
Isn't that why you're going there, for the old school of it? And that's so cool.
Exactly.
So let's say tomorrow you catch a fish and it, breaks a Wisconsin record hook and line, which that entails like the test pound test of the line that you're using and how big the fish was. So there's not just a state record of the overall size of the fish, but there's many categories, how you caught it, what pound test, open water, ice fishing. So there's all these different categories and they're literally listed on the walls in the whole place of, so if Joel had one in 1927, a couple years after he's born, if it was on the wall, it would still be there.
So, thank you, Brodus. I'm sorry. Still fish.
I'm invited back. But anyways, back to the electronics. So you are 100% right. So the electronics will shoot almost like an upside down waffle cone down into the water.
Ooh, waffle cone.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sounds so good.
And what happens is the sonar will shoot, like a sonar beam, I guess you could say. And then if a fish comes through it, it'll hit it and bring it back.
Okay.
And so then you can kind of see how deep they are.
What were you running today? What were you trying to? What bait?
Oh, we're just using just a tungsten jig with a plastic straight tail. I mean, the game of plastics is, there's walls of it. You can buy at Dick Smith's or any of the Musky Mikes around here. I was actually at the fishing expo this week. That past weekend.
Ooh, how was that? How did that go? Good. Danielle and I worked together and gave away some tickets to some listeners.
Yeah.
So hopefully they had a good time at the Fishing Expo.
I got many messages from them and pictures.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we gave 10 tickets away to people that commented on our post on our Facebook
and Instagram.
And that right there is a perfect example that, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, we might not have even gotten a response. People are listening to the show and they're participating in the, you know, the micro giveaways and that kind of thing. It's so exciting. And if you're new to the show, we want to make sure you know, Raised in Wisco is not a, you have to be a hunter. You have to be an angler, a fisher person to do it. Everybody eats, and we have a cooking segment every show. And that's why Chef Ellie Mae Lawton is on the show, and she's committed to being part of the show and helping you take what is in the outdoors of Wisconsin and bring it to your table. And that is something that everybody shares. There is something for you on this show. And now we're in every major market in Wisconsin, 21 stations on the Civic Media Network. Danielle, tell them what they've won and where they can listen to the show.
What do you have won is your listening ears. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Your listening enjoyment.
Your enjoyments. You can find us on civicmedia.us. Search for Raised in Wisco. You can also find us on Facebook, where you can watch a video of our happy faces and us dancing during the breaks. And then you can listen to us on Apple and Spotify.
And Apple and Spotify. And of course, we've got producer Jess back in the control room, controlling the fishbowl and the boss of the entire operation.
I do
Jess,
my best.
Jess, got one weekend left. We should throw some stuff at the wall and see if there's a chance of maybe getting you out there on the ice.
All right.
If it's safe, of course.
All right.
All right.
That's all you need. All right.
I have plenty of ice, Jeff. So if it doesn't rain, we should be good. I probably was between 17 and 20 inches of ice still.
Oh, but you still have to
be careful. Don't take my word for it, everybody out there.
It always
be safe.
Bring that spud bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is a spud bar?
Mike, was the fishing expo well attended?
Yeah. Back to Jeff's question. It's just a long rod that you kind of just, it's a steel bar that you walk. When you're walking, you put it out in front of you and you jab the ice to make sure the rod doesn't go through the ice.
Oh, sure. You want to give it a chance to break to make sure that, you know, you're not going to do the thing, right?
Right. So that goes through and then you know to slowly back up and maybe have a diaper on.
Re-evaluate where you're going to ice fish. If your spud bar goes through, do not step in that direction.
That's generally early ice, but now it's the opposite. So this time of year, actually, the shorelines go for because if you think about it, the sun hits the shoreline, warms it up, and then it deteriorates from the shoreline first. So generally, I've seen people put out on ladders to get out on the ice and stuff like that. So just be safe out there.
I think something else other people don't realize sometimes is that ice melts from the water side up. Now, it obviously melts on the top and starts to honeycomb, and you see that when we get warmer temperatures. Mm-hmm. But the entire body of water warming up is what really melts the ice the fastest from the bottom side up. So even in cases when you start getting a warming of the seasonal warming, you may have good ice on top, but you may not know what you've lost underneath. On the bottom underneath. So just, you know, be aware of that as you get out there. Game fish season closes this Sunday. Small game is closed now as far as rabbits and squirrels. That closed last Thursday. And there's still a ton to do. And we're going to talk about the Delta Waterfowl yearly event that happened in Okachi over the weekend. That was fantastic. And make sure that if you listen to the show and you're a newcomer and you may not be a huge fisher person or angler or hunter, there's still a ton to do in Wisconsin in the wintertime. We never have a shortage of what we can talk about on this show. In fact, we've definitely got an awesome recipe coming for wild game that you can also substitute any meat that you buy at the grocery store. So don't think for a minute that you are restricted to having these meals based on wild game either. And that's why Raised in Wisco is for everybody. And we love having you along. Mike Kretschmer is here. Ellie Mae Lawton, our chef and French culinarian. Of course, Danielle Fairman and I, who've been together for a couple decades, hitting the woods and waterways of Wisconsin. We love you having you along on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. There's consternation over that blowout between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky in the Oval Office, and some experts don't think it is fixable. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz on Fox.
He has not gotten the memo that this is a new sheriff in town, this is a new president, and we are determined to take a new approach towards peace.
President Trump is set to address Congress on March 4th, but one man in Hollywood, Florida says he's not expecting substance.
I don't think policy will be talked about. I think personal opinion will be talked about more than policy, but I enjoy watching the show.
Pope Francis has read the papers and had some coffee as he recovers from a coughing scare yesterday during his two-week battle with double pneumonia. Doctors say his condition is still guarded, meaning he isn't out of danger, but this man at the hospital says.
We are one with the Pope in this situation. We come here to pray for him.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
An update from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where the workouts and team interviews continue. I asked former Badger and Muskego, Wisconsin native Hunter Waller how hectic the week has been.
It's busy. It's definitely, you know, people that I've talked to, guys that have been here in the past and everything, and they tell you how busy it is and all the people that you meet and stuff, but you don't actually understand it until you're here. It's great. You know, you get to hang out. We got all the safeties in our group, so we get to hang out and talk to them all day.
Waller, a safety at Wisconsin, ran a 4.57 in the 40-yard dash. Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants in Cactus League action, 9-2 out in Arizona. Basketball, the Bucks are in Dallas tonight against the Mavericks. Marquette is on the road against Georgetown. And number 11th-ranked Wisconsin faces number 8th-ranked Michigan State in East Lansing. Tip-off time for that one tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Right now, it's 15.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Stevie Wonder just makes me happy. This is Raised and Wisco, your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get to holst. I get to host
Understood.
This menagerie.
Exactly.
And speaking of menageries, Danielle Fairman is here. Hello. She rocks and rolls around the state, as do I. And a lot of times we do it together. We've done it for, the better part of two decades, running around fishing and hunting. And it's been an absolute pleasure. And one of the joyful things in my life is that Danielle and I have been able to turn our experiences into media and share them with the people of Wisconsin, which is what this show Raised in Wisco is about. It is about having an understanding of all the possibilities throughout Wisconsin, throughout the state. It's not just about fishing. It's not just about hunting. It's about humor. It's about making the best of the four seasons of weather we get in this state. It's about making great food. At the end of the day, what kind of show is this?
It's always a cooking show.
Show, and that's why we are so lucky to have an actual classically trained French chef with us, Ellie Mae Lawton, and we're going to be getting to her recipe, which I'm very excited about because
I'm holstering some recipes.
That's kind of a dad joke there.
That was
that's my dad joke.
I like it.
That's
like
my mom
it.
Joke.
Jess, producer Jess, are you counting dad jokes this week?
We're at three so far.
Three?
Oh, nice. Perfect.
One per segment. I like this.
Are any of them mine?
No. Cretch had one. Ellie had one. And I think Danielle had one.
I'm the dad joke so far.
All right.
And Mike Kretschmer, who is the official pantomime of Raised in Wisco. Yeah,
we've learned. Or Bozo.
Bozo the mime.
They're interchangeable.
Bozo the mime.
For those of you at home, I'm a little light on hair on top, and I got kind of like bat wings going off my ears here. So now I'm both of the clown, the mime,
the wind
whatever.
Is strong, blew the hairline back.
Yeah. It's winter. You have to stay warm.
It's all matters. Is, really?
I'm going to tell
we
you.
We love
what,
you, Mike.
If you guys listen to this show regularly, dial it up on Facebook and watch the show because it is worth it when we are cackling away. And you can actually see Mike's pantomime and
both shiny over here, but
that's why you always see me with a hat on. We talked about this. Remember, I got my employees at work
hat fish people. Yeah.
So like, wait, you know what that term? Where'd your hair go?
You've heard of the term catfish, and that's when you get you get a date
bamboozled
with somebody on the. Danielle, you were very excited.
Hey,
about
Danielle, that's when a fake person slides into your DMs.
So if you don't know, catfishing is when you misrepresent yourself to a potential date on the internet. Yes, I mean, disagree.
Yes, I think so.
I don't. I mean,
why are you pointing at me? I don't know.
I'm saying if I am misrepresenting what that is, and Mike brought a new term to the show. Hat fishing. And hat fishing is when you misrepresent that you have hair by always wearing a hat.
By all the time. My whole life.
I don't think I've ever seen you without it. Right. Now, when you put
a
suit on, do you have a hat on as well?
No. I mean,
so you have a toupee.
I even went to, no, not happening ever. We went to dinner on Saturday night to Cento in Madison downtown. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I even wore a hat there. It's a really
nice.
You
wore a hat in Cento. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah. You just get like a
taffy hat. It's a kind of a fancy upscale restaurant. It's one of my customers. I sell to them, and we went for dinner, and it was phenomenal.
Do you always wear a baseball cap, or are you? Do you have
no,
a variety? Of hats?
Always.
Do you have cowboy hats or little French chapeaus or berets?
No.
I mean,
what if we just paint your scalp brown?
The spray paint.
You know, that's, don't laugh. They have those things that you shake on your head that make hair on the top of your head. And I have to tell you, as a middle-aged man, I look at those kind of things. I see them and think, if I were to lose my hair, would I do like the shake, the salt mm-hmm. shaker on
the
my
salt
head?
Shaker. Or,
well, it's kind of like a salt and shaker. Pepper. It's like a salt and pepper yeah. shaker.
Hey, that's
that
cool.
You put on your
what?
It's cool.
I love seasoning.
Hey, I wanted to bring up last weekend was
why is
the American Birkebeiner.
The American Birkebeiner was last weekend.
Yes, up in Hayward. Speaking of Hayward and the fish capital of...
The fishing capital of the world in Hayward. And I want to just say, if you haven't gotten to Hayward, I've been to that, the
I love
large muskie up there and the fishing museum. It is absolutely worth a trip, and it's open all year long.
Yep.
So you can go there any time of the year. But the American Birkebeiner, which is a ski race, which a lot of folks don't know, it's one of the premier cross-country ski races in the country, in fact, in the world.
In the world.
Wow.
I forget how long it is. It's a long race.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's 20 plus miles.
Look at me.
Sure.
You think I'm going to go on cross country skis? I don't know.
No.
No.
Yes, you brought it up.
We should all do it next year.
Cross country.
Yeah, no. My cousin-in-law.
Oh, can I do a thing on a horse?
He's done it 15 years in a row. And now his boys are doing it. So I just saw the pictures of it. And he grows the big beard. And now he like shaves it off in segments. It's kind of funny.
What does that have to do with cross country skiing?
Because he wears... It's cold out, so he's got the big beard, and his wife doesn't like it after, so he shaves it off after the Birkebeiner every year.
That makes sense. And don't forget also, we've got some really decent ski hills in Wisconsin and snowboarding areas. So even outside of the hunting and fishing seasons, and we were talking about small game, and I've actually tried small game this year. I've tried to get out there just flying solo in the woods, trying to shoot a couple squirrels or rabbits, and I haven't had a whole lot of success, but I'm kind of going back to the roots of hunting.
It's nice to get out there and do that.
It's really great to get out there, get some sun on your face, get some exercise. You know, at some of the public hunting areas and public walking and hiking areas throughout Wisconsin are incredible.
They
really are incredible. And it doesn't matter if there's a season open to get out and explore some of the great public lands we have in Wisconsin. I tried the cross-country skiing. But my feet were like too wide, wider than the ski. So I had an issue.
Can you barefoot cross country?
I think they call that hiking.
Just barefooted.
I have kind of block feet, so they didn't work on cross country skis very well. But it's what they're great for swimming. They're like built
block
in.
Block feet.
They're like
built in
paddles.
Down.
Well, they're not actually made of concrete, Danielle.
Oh, dang. See, I was a snowboarder growing up. I loved snowboarding. That was absolutely fun until obviously the yard sale when you fall head over heel, scorpion it.
And scorpioning.
So when you hit something, hit a tree, hit a rock, hit anything, your board cuts too fast, all of a sudden your feet touch your head.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
Oh no, not at all.
In fact, I have a shattered patella today, which is essentially your kneecap on my right knee. I shattered when I was like 13 or 14 years old snowboarding. It was one of the first. It was a neat story. I contacted Jake Burton when he there was an article about him in a magazine. Surfing, it was they called it Surfing on the Snow or something like that. And I wrote a letter to him and we went back and forth and I ended up with one of the prototypes of the Burton Backhill back then. I bought it directly from Jake Burton and was out there when people didn't know what snowboards were. And then there was this period where they outlawed them on many ski hills. You couldn't be a snowboarder on a ski hill. And then I think over time, they just threw up their hands and said, there's too many snowboarders. We can't not allow them on ski hills. So now, obviously, that's something great you can do in Wisconsin. And I want to point out that it is convention/banquet season for a lot of the outdoor organizations. And this past week was the Delta Waterfowl event right in Okachi. And if you're not, these events are so great because if you are not familiar with something in the outdoors, but you are curious, these are the type of events to go to where people who are there are steeped in it and willing to show you and help you Absolutely. Become interested and involved in it, right?
Get a lot of connections.
Danielle, have you gone on to any of the banquet or conventions this year at all?
I love going to the Wisconsin Waterfowl banquets.
Yes.
They have them and their prizes. They do silent auctions. They walk around with guns 50-50, like the whole shebang. They're fantastic to do, but their prizes are from either shanties to actual trips, boots, Birkin boots.
What is anything. A Birkin boot?
They're just really warm.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay, it's a brand.
Nice, yeah, it's nice boots. They have Baffin boots. They have everything you can think of. The Wisconsin Waterfowl Association banquets are fantastic. Or the Wisconsin Water, or not the Wisconsin Waterfowl, the Whitetail Banquet is coming up as well.
Yeah, the Whitetail Banquet is coming up. The Delta Waterfowl event was great. They had great prizes and food. Yep. It was fantastic.
There's a lot of people.
The SCI just had their banquet that came up, which is fantastic.
All the local clubs do all the fishing jamborees, which are pretty much over now, but they support snowmobile clubs. All the different outdoor clubs have them. You know, the Badger ski team does a meat raffle fishing thing on Pewaukee. So there's definitely ways to get out and support your local clubs and organizations.
Yeah, and even more than just the support of them. A lot of these organizations, you know, we had the folks on from the Coon Feed just a little while ago. I think that fits into that category. I really
do. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They not only are raising money, but they're spending it on veterans. They're spending it on programs that help, veterans and some the PTSD issues and things like that. And
that's awesome.
What I'm trying to say, and I've said it so many times before, there is so much more to living in Wisconsin and this life here than sitting on your phone Absolutely. Or watching TikTok or even watching TV. Get out there because if Facebook, its value in a lot of cases, go on the events page of Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Find out what in real time, in real life, you can get out there and do and participate in and be a part of because it's unlimited, really.
Yeah, use that 5x7 to take pictures and create memories.
Yes.
That's what that it's there for. And it's, you can look back and think of all the friends you meet and then get their phone number and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. Then you get to go to a banquet with your friend that you just met before. And I absolutely believe in the events.
Do a C-cap on them before you go to an event with someone you
That's
don't know.
That's what I always do. Do
you C-cap people first?
For sure.
Ellie, why do I actually believe you do that?
Right.
I C-capped all of you.
Yeah.
You C-capped us? When we invited Ellie to be on the show, she C-capped us first, probably. Did you C-cap Noah? Because I'm worried about him the most.
I did. The only one I didn't C-cap was Jess because... She's straight.
You'd be
it's
jealous of her record.
Yeah, I know.
She's driving with me. Oh, all seriousness, no. I run the ski club for our kids' school. I mean, people forget. Like everybody's so attached to their devices. When you go out on the hill, the kids are laughing. I'm out there skiing
That's so
with
cool
them,
to
and
see.
It's just like you realize there's more to life than just work, school, and playing on computers and devices. And it just helps. I mean, it just makes me feel good when I see my daughter and all the other classmates that they're out there. Yeah, it's kind of an expensive hobby, but you're getting fresh air. You're out there. You're supporting other local people mm-hmm. that work there, and it's a fun place to go do in the middle of winter because the kids like fishing, but I drag them along too much that they look forward to skiing outside instead of ice fishing or turkey hunting or something that I love to do.
I'm going
to
tell you something, Mike. Those memories you create as a dad are priceless.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just remember, even though there are times when they're fighting going along with you now, later they will cherish the fact that you dragged them along
right.
and they will yearn for time to be able to do that with you, which is something else I want to emphasize. I was driving down the road earlier today and I saw two kids and they looked like they were neighbors. They were throwing snowballs at each other. And I saw one of the parents come out and was going to yell at one of the kids, you know, and then no. The other parent came out and was like, yeah, just leave them alone. Let them be kids. And it just goes to show you how much more fun you can have when you're living life in three dimensions and not on the 3x7. Very proud of you, Danielle, for calling it that. Also, guys, you are not going to want to miss this cooking segment. Greatest part of the show in my eyes, because it's about eating.
You do love and food. Love yeah.
This is Raised in Wisco.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That over there is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Hello. I say that over there. You're not even that far away from me.
That there over yonder, eh?
Our chef-free Ellie Mae Lawton is in the house. Mike Kretschmer, hey. Our resident pantomime, is with us. You know, that's
every time going will to forever be that.
Me, mime, whatever.
Oh, we love the fact that you mix up some of your vernacular.
You're not the only person that says it that way.
A mime?
Yes.
People say
mime. Yes, or mimi.
Or mimi. I hear mimi.
Yes.
Well, that's like, is it a gif or a gif?
It's a gif.
It's a gif. It's a gif.
Because it's a G.
If you put a T after, it'd be gif. Right?
Is it a windchill or a windchill?
Okay, that's taking it too far.
Especially for the show, for this show, Danielle.
Oh, no.
Hey, put five.
Put five. This show, at the end of the day, is the greatest cooking show in the Midwest.
It is your favorite part. Everyone's favorite
it's
part.
It's my favorite part.
How can the cooking and eating part of a show not be? Jess, is it your favorite part of the show too?
Of course it is.
That is one of the cool things that you know, Jess came in as our producer, wasn't a whole very involved in hunting or fishing activities, and I'm very proud to say that I think that the show has helped her be open to that kind of thing and taught her a little bit about that. And Jess has been eating wild game with us now, which is very exciting, and as my Italian mom would say, Jess is a good eater. So
oh, yes.
That makes me very happy. And oh, I know yes. for sure the rest of us on the show
are good eaters.
We are good eaters. And as good eaters, it is part of our obligation to make sure you, as listeners to this show, have chances to be good eaters too. And that is why we're extremely fortunate to have a classically trained French mm-hmm. chef, culinarian, Ellie Mae Lawton with us. Ellie, you kind of specialize in taking wild game from the field to the table. And one of the things we've learned is not to be afraid to do it if you're out there and you've never done it before. And also that one thing I didn't realize is how much you can switch up proteins in what you're making.
Certainly. Yeah. That's the fun of it. Experiment, right? I mean, if you screw up a recipe, what are you out at the end of the day? Really? Like, don't make a ton of it. Don't make 10 pounds of food, right?
Yeah, you're out of few ingredients. But really, how often do people screw up? Because I feel like I've made things and they haven't turned out exactly like I want. And usually they're still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I screw up recipes and then I just add something else to it and it tastes pretty good.
Well, what do you got for us this week?
Throw it in a tortilla and it tastes good. Right?
Is that why I like fish tacos so much?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Throw it in a tortilla and fry it.
There we go.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Game over. I mean, I'm pretty sure you could fry shoe leather and it wouldn't be too bad.
Well, speaking of frying stuff, this week we're talking about egg roll bowls, but we're not actually frying it. And there's no egg roll wrapper, Mike.
Good in an egg roll.
Why it's called an egg roll bowl, Mike.
Yeah,
because there's no wrapper.
I think
bowl it holds.
It clicked after she said egg roll, and I was like, wait, that would go really good in an egg roll.
Egg roll bowls became popular with the whole low carb movement, maybe.
Okay,
but
that sounds about right.
I personally ate that way for quite a while, and that's when I started making these, and I realize it's a great way to use up all the stuff in the refrigerator and any meat I had defrosted. Ground meat for this recipe. So for today, we did ground venison, browned that in a pan, did some olive oil with onions, garlic, carrots, cabbage, two different types of mushrooms, beech and white mushrooms. And then
what is a beech mushroom?
It's a little tiny mushroom. They get shipped over here from China. They're okay. Used in a lot of Asian cuisine.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They have a great texture. They keep a good bite to them even after you saute them for a while. Yeah.
So are you sauteing all this stuff together at the same time, or do you cook
I do the beef with the onions and garlic first, and then I throw in all the veggies afterwards, throw the lid on the pot or the pan for a little bit, let it all kind of simmer together, add some hoisin sauce, soy sauce, some pepper. You don't need salt because you have the soy sauce. And that's pretty much it. You can add rice noodles if you want. You can add regular rice. Pretty much anything you'd put in the inside of an egg roll, you can put in this recipe. Yeah. So I used shredded purple cabbage. Yeah. I put bell peppers in it before. It's so good.
And I want to tell you, one of the cool things about Chef Lawton is she usually brings a sample of what she's talking about on the show for all of us to eat. And I did not know that there was some specialized type of mushroom in it, but I will tell you, it was so
it was delicious.
It was so good.
I usually pick my mushrooms out. I'm not a mushroom person.
Oh, really?
I am not a mushroom person.
In your recipe, there's really not mushroom for them.
Number four. One up.
Just, I had to get on the board. I had to get on the board with it.
There we go. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Sorry I blew up.
Sorry, you mushroomed.
I always knew you were a fun guy, Joel.
Who doesn't love mushrooms? I love mushrooms
and onions on everything.
Well, speaking of which, we'll be able to forage for some mushrooms pretty soon.
Absolutely, that's coming.
I have one before we wrap up. I do have a quick question. You said you ate kind of keto lifestyle for a little while.
Yeah.
Were you able to find as a chef that you could take most recipes and kind of make a keto version of them, or is that
pretty
tough?
Oh my gosh, yes. No. Mm-mm.
What's the key to that? Because this recipe that you described sounds so easy. It's like a one pot recipe.
It's definitely a one pot recipe. I guess personally for me, I'd always be looking for a starch when I really cut them out. So swap some things in, put the rice in, right? That's kind of a lower carb version, I guess. You can put a little bit of the rice noodles, but I just look and see what I can make with everything. I mean, you can make pizza crust now with ground chicken.
Yes, like isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there's so many ideas and options out there. And if you get stuck, just go online, Pinterest, Instagram. There's so many ideas out there. Yeah.
I had a customer ask me about lamb sweetbreads and I've never... I love them.
They're in the bone marrow category.
We need some bone marrow. One of my favorite recipes.
We've done that before. We're going to do that recipe. Come on. Folks, we love having you along on Raised in Wisco because we're fun and you have fun listening to us. We know at every Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin, Saturdays 11, and find us on the internet on civicmedia.com. Thank you for joining us. Had a great time. Thanks to Mike Kretschmer, Ellie Mae Lawton, of course, co-host Danielle Fairman. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next time on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how, let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. That incident at the Oval Office between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky is causing worries around the globe over whether the two nations can work it out and find a way to end Russia's three-year assault on Ukraine. CBS's Willie James Inman in West Palm Beach.
U.S. assistance to Ukraine could now be in jeopardy following this contentious meeting. President Trump has the authority to give nearly $4 billion in military assistance to Ukraine without congressional approval.
Leon Panetta, the former Secretary of Defense who served several Democratic administrations, is concerned.
I don't think there's any question that this is going to weaken the United States' credibility when it comes to dealing with alliances in the world.
Federal workers in several agencies got new emails this morning warning them to write a document listing five things they accomplished this week.